people, local stories. This is the All Local on KMX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KMX 1070 News Radio. I'm Mike Simpson.
And I'm Karen Adams. Our top local story: with the Derek Chauvin trial now in the hands of jurors, police across Southern California are in a heightened state of readiness. L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva says his deputies will be out in force at any protests.
Early intervention and high visible presence is the way to go, and we will be doing that. We will be working hand in hand with all of our municipal partners throughout the county. And of course, first thing we're asking for people is, regardless of what the outcome may be, it's not going to be a cause for people to take resort to violence or damage other people's property, destroy businesses, destroy jobs in the process. That's not going to further anyone's cause of justice.
The sheriff says he's hoping protests will remain peaceful, but deputies will take what he calls immediate and decisive action if they aren't. LAPD Chief Michael Moore says his department has learned lessons from last summer's protests and will be ready for any problems. The interim police chief in Santa Monica says her department already has been ramping up its visible presence on the streets.
A Corona man being accused of three anti-Asian attacks in the city of Orange. Police say Michael Vivona punched an elderly Korean-American man and a woman in the face yesterday at a park, and they say he was also the man who on April 1st racially harassed a Japanese-American woman who was training for the U.S. Olympic karate team. He's facing hate crime charges of elder abuse and making criminal threats.
Auto safety groups and police are noting a major rise in the number of people arrested for drugged driving in L.A., and marijuana is at the top of the list.
More than 900 drug driving arrests were made by the LAPD last year. 79% of the arrestees were under the influence of marijuana at the time. Doug Shoup, a spokesman for the Auto Club, points out, given the potency of marijuana sold in outlets, a person could be determined to be driving high from 6 to 24 hours after they've smoked or ingested edible pot. So the message for safety's sake is simple.
Plan not to drive that entire day. At least wait 8 to 10 hours. It's very difficult to say, you know, oh, I'll be okay, you know, at this such and such a time, when we don't really know.
Police point out the one thing that is uniform regarding drugged versus drunk driving is the penalties, which on a first offense average $21,000 per conviction. At the LAPD Academy, Pete Demetrio, KNX 1070 News Radio.
And as more kids return to school in L.A. County, public health officials say the latest numbers indicate COVID prevention measures work when followed.
Outbreaks at K-12 schools remain relatively rare.
Our safety protocols at schools are incredibly powerful, even though they're fairly simple. Masking and social distancing really work.
Public Health Director Barbara Ferrer says there are only 5 active outbreaks currently under investigation, and they're all associated with youth sports.
We know that masking and distancing are a challenge, or can be a challenge, in some sports, and that socializing during these activities off school campus could also be a factor in viral transmission among these groups. We're looking hard at the current guidance for youth sports and may be making additional recommendations later this week.
The county is now averaging fewer than 500 new cases a day, and hospitalizations have also fallen below 500.
We can all feel hopeful that our progress on slowing transmission is not an illusion.
But Ferrer says the only way to keep it going is to take sensible precautions. It's now estimated that nearly 5 out of every 8 county residents is protected from COVID-19 through infection or vaccination. Claudia Pescuta, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The idea of L.A. is someplace you move, you try and live out your dreams. A growing number of younger people may not believe in those dreams anymore. According to UCLA's annual Quality of Life Index, L.A. County residents between the ages of 18 and 49 believe the cost of living is making their lives harder to get ahead or gain financial security. Zev Yaroslavsky, director of the Los Angeles Initiative at the UCLA Luskin School of Public Affairs, tells KNX the pandemic may have further exposed the inequities.
And it's been a troubling thing because Los Angeles has always been a place where people could dream big and realize their dreams, or at least have a chance at realizing their dreams. It was a place of optimism. People came west to realize their dreams. And today, younger people, and the younger they are, the more pessimistic they are.
Another factor making L.A. County residents less happy: distance learning. More than 3/4 of parents with children in the public schools say remote learning has hurt their kids socially or academically.
A local city will be home briefly to hundreds of children in search of their parents.
Up to 1,000 kids young as 3 years of age who have been at the southern border with a sibling might find temporary housing at the Long Beach Convention Center. The city and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services have agreed to house them there through early August, unless family or another relative is found first.
Many of them get placed, you know, within days with their family or with a sponsor.
Long Beach Mayor Robert Garcia, he tells KNX HHS is footing the bill for use of the convention center, but that the kids will have other needs and the public can help.
We want to provide those opportunities, whether it's volunteering. We're going to be launching a toy drive in the next few days. Or if people want to make monetary donations to a local foundation in the city that will be purchasing gift cards.
The border has been overwhelmed with thousands of kids recently, many impoverished, desperate to escape violence in Central America. Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
For information on how you can help or donate, go to our website, knx1070.com.
Animal Services in Riverside County say a man was bitten by a rattlesnake after trying to pick it up with barbecue tongs. Officials say it appears the man wanted to remove the snake from an area with kids in it, Sycamore Creek, south of Corona.
Our officers use equipment that is very much similar to tongs, if you will, but they're 5 feet in length, and so that's a much safer distance to deal with a reptile that can strike. And it's unfortunate. You know, we don't know exactly what was occurring with this gentleman, and we're saddened that he did get bit.
John Welsh, County Animal Services, tells KNX the snake gave the man quite a strike, did not latch on, a quick strike, did not latch on. The officers responded, been busy lately, lots of snakes out there. Advice, give them a wide berth. Certainly never try to pick them up on your own.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen on KNX1070.com or the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps.